This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Growers across the state are waiting to hear how the Supreme Court will rule in a case that could force them to pay piece rate workers additional pay for non-production time spent on the job. The Washington Policy Center's Maddie Clark says breaking down every minute of every employee's day would be too complicated and inefficient.
If you were to clock your day every single day and had to group it into two categories of at this point I'm doing production work and at this point I'm not doing production work, I'm waiting for a truck, I'm moving to the next orchard, I'm moving bins, that's not production work. And how would you separate that out? Because that could change minute by minute. And how would you clock the 5 minutes here and the 15 minutes there?
Clark says attorneys for the defendants Dovex made a great argument that this should be a matter for the legislature.
If we want to change the way we do piece rate work in Washington State, that should become a legislative process, not something the court decides, because they are obeying the law as it reads. They're paying minimum wage. Every hour worked is getting paid at least minimum wage or above. So that's where the agriculture community is kind of concerned of where are you going to come in? Are you going to make law that you shouldn't? Or are you going to interpret the law the way it already reads?
Clark says no decision has been announced, but expects the court to come to some kind of conclusion very soon. She says this is another slight against workers from so-called labor advocates.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.